Welcome to Recreate Your Life, Morty Lefko's weekly podcast. Discover how you can transform the quality of your life. Find out simple ways to change and make that change last. Learn how to eliminate limiting beliefs. Discover how to become the person you've always wanted to be and live the life you've always wanted to live. Each week, one of the keys to change is handed to you. This is Recreate Your Life with your host, Morty Lefko.
Blog post number 2, how to build confidence. Most of us would like to improve our level of confidence, but why? How does a low level of confidence affect us? And what changes in our lives when we gain confidence? What is confidence anyway? Where does it come from? Why do some people have more of it than others? As someone who has helped literally thousands of people build more confidence, I think I'm qualified to answer these questions. By the way, I had very little self-confidence for most of my life, but now I consistently experience a high level of confidence. Confidence actually exists on a continuum, ranging from a very low to a very high belief in our own abilities, a sense we can handle whatever life throws at us. Very few people are totally lacking in confidence, and very few feel confident that they can handle almost anything. So the issue for most people is where they currently are on the continuum and how they can improve their confidence. It's important to distinguish between confidence about being able to perform a specific task, such as fly a plane or speak a foreign language, and confidence in yourself. One might not be confident about being able to perform a specific task, even though they have a high level of self-confidence. Such a person knows that her inability to perform a specific task means nothing about her as a person. The way to gain confidence about specific abilities is to learn those skills and practice a lot. The way to improve our internal sense of confidence that we apply to life in general is to eliminate our limiting beliefs. Every negative belief we have lowers our internal level of self-confidence. Beliefs such as I'm not good enough, I'm inadequate, I'm powerless, I'm not capable, nothing I do is good enough, and I'm not worthy. Once you understand that a lot of negative self-esteem beliefs lowers your level of self-confidence and getting rid of them raises it, you'll understand the myth that self-confidence comes from succeeding or failing at specific projects in life. If you succeed at tasks as a kid and your parents constantly tell you that you should have done better, you're likely to conclude, nothing I do is good enough, and other similar beliefs that'll lower your self-confidence. On the other hand, if you don't succeed at tasks a lot of the time as a kid, and your parents say things like, that's okay, no one gets it right the first time, if you keep practicing, you'll get better and better, you're likely to conclude, if I keep trying, I can do anything. That belief would raise your level of self-confidence. In other words, your level of self-confidence is a function of your beliefs, not your practical results. And if you already have a bunch of positive self-esteem beliefs, failure later in life probably will be experienced as temporary setbacks that have nothing to do with who you are as a person. A low level of self-confidence can result in a host of other emotional problems, such as procrastination. We're afraid we won't do a good job, so we keep putting things off. Worrying about the opinion of others. We don't have confidence in our own opinion. A critical little voice in our head that constantly criticizes almost anything we do, because nothing we do is really good enough. And stress, because we're constantly worried that what we're doing is just not good enough. Low self-confidence also can result in self-defeating behavior. It can keep you from ever getting started, or it can have you quit at the first sign of a problem, or it can lead you to sabotage yourself when you get close to success because you feel you don't really deserve to get what you want. Or if somehow you manage to get some of what you want, a low level of self-confidence will keep you from truly enjoying your success. The best illustration of this latter point is a study of large company CEOs done many years ago, in which most of them admitted they were terrified that they would be found out and that it would all be taken away. Some of the benefits of increased self-confidence include you'll take more chances, you'll stop procrastinating, you'll do whatever you need to do to move your vision forward. You'll finally start things you've always wanted to do and never got around to doing. It'll make social activity easier. Talking to people and meeting new people will become easier and effortless. Failing and making mistakes won't be a dreaded thing anymore. And you'll do what you want without worrying about what others think.
You've been listening to Recreate Your Life, Morty Lefkoe's podcast. Subscribe at iTunes or sign up at MortyLefkoe.com to receive each week's podcast, where you can leave comments about these podcasts. To eliminate one limiting belief free, go to RecreateYourLifeFree.com. And to have your questions answered about how to live your best life, join us on our Facebook page, Recreate Your Life.
Nothing I can say will provide as good a sense of what happens when you eliminate the beliefs that thwart a high level of self-confidence than a note someone posted on my blog. First and foremost, thank you. I thought I was confident before, so I grabbed the Natural Confidence course just to see how it worked. I started doing them. I did the first one, and when I said the belief, I could feel the charge inherent in it. I thought, wow, really? At the finish of the first belief, when we repeat the belief, it was dead. No charge whatsoever. It was more observing the belief, as if someone else said it, not me believing it. That moment I was hooked. I could not stop. I did the first 5 beliefs in a day. Each day I did 4 or 5 beliefs. I'd love it. I don't know what I had before the course. It was not the confidence I thought. But now I feel deep inside a calm assurance, a swagger, if you will. I'm walking taller, chin up, giving eye contact without instructing myself to. Before I would say to myself, you gotta make eye contact, etc. There's no little voice telling me to act confident. It's just what I do now. I just am now. They say when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. I guess I was ready. Thank you once again, Giorgio. If you haven't eliminated at least one of your limiting self-esteem beliefs using the Lefkoe belief process, go to recreateyourlife.com/free, where you can eliminate one limiting belief free. And if you like these blog posts, please provide a link from your own website or blog to mortylefkoe.com. Thank you. See you next week.
You've been listening to Recreate Your Life, Morty Lefkoe's podcast. Subscribe at iTunes or sign up at MortyLefkoe.com to receive each week's podcast, where you can leave comments about these podcasts. To eliminate one limiting belief free, go to RecreateYourLifeFree.com. And to have your questions answered about how to live your best life, join us on our Facebook page, Recreate Your Life.